I'm sorry this had to happen. I really am.
That's House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Sheila Hickson. She chairs one of the two panels that will review gambling legislation. Lawmakers are meeting in committee and in closed-door caucuses all day to consider changes to the gambling bill. Right now, that legalizes table games, establishes a sixth casino in Prince George's County, and cuts taxes for some casino operators. Delegate Frank Turner's panel will attempt to review 50 amendments by the end of the day.
Well, I think we can do it. I'm going to move. I mean, we can't talk them to death. We can't, you know. There's only 7 members on the subcommittee, so I think we can certainly get them done by then.
Delegate Lubke had an amendment, which I guess he's going to introduce. He talked about it Saturday with the having a legislative oversight panel of gambling.
I think it's a good idea.
Why?
I like it. I like the fact that any recommendations that go to could go to the oversight committee, and then from there could be recommended to the House.
28-14. Senate Bill 1 and received the Constitution majority declared passed.
Among the members of the Baltimore City delegation, the bill approved in the Senate Friday night is dead on arrival. So says delegation chairman Kurt Anderson.
It allows the casinos in Prince George's County to temporarily open, probably even before the Baltimore City casino would open. And that is one of the biggest threats to the income from Baltimore City that I can imagine.
How do you explain that every Baltimore City senator that was present Friday voted for this bill?
They were present, but were they awake?
Republicans are also criticizing the bill, which they say is being drafted in secret. At least one Republican who had boycotted the session showed up for work in Annapolis today. Harford County Republican Glenn Glass says it wasn't gambling that brought him back to Annapolis.
I'm here really for the dog owners and the dog lovers. And to really participate in that bill, try to protect the people who own pit bulls and other animals from unreasonable liability issues. So that's really why I'm here.
But you're going to sit in on the gambling. I mean, you're on the gambling subcommittee. You're going to sit in on those hearings as well.
I'm going to be there to listen and find out what's going on.
That bill to hold all dog owners liable for the injuries they cause, regardless of the breed, is expected to get to the House floor this afternoon. And committee chairmen are hoping a gambling bill makes it there as well. The House is due back in session at around 5 o'clock. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.